Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today, and we're reading from Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. Then came together unto me the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he said unto them, well has Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, the people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. You suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things ye do. And when he called all the people unto him and said unto them, hearken to every one of you and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, whose are they that defile him? Those are they that defile him. The man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do you not perceive, and whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into his belly, and goeth out into the drought, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. The wisdom discovered here warned the believers then, and it warns us now, that just to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ and not do what it teaches us is what brings defile us. So beware of those that teach the gospel and do not what it teaches and choose to follow those things that they do not do. Jesus taught that a man must be born again, and those that followed his teachings were filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost and since, for those that diligently sought and seek him. It's what's in the heart of a person that determines their destiny. Seek not to be satisfied following the traditions or customs of the contrary gospel teachings of men. accept Jesus Christ and the Lord and receive salvation or deny him and expect eternal loss. This is really telling us that if we don't follow the word of God, if we don't live by the word of God, we bring damnation on ourselves. Because from the time of Jude said men crept in. And when men crept in, he was in talking to the point that, and it still is today, that men go contrary to the gospel. And all of us know people today that it's almost as if they prefer to live according to the flesh than live in the spirit. So the wisdom here is, let's live by the word of God. Let's live in obedience to his charge. Live in obedience to his will. And when the things that we need, he's going to provide them for us, because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. But when we walk consistently in error of his instruction, he's not going to reward us in many cases with the things that we need and we want. And many of us can testify to that fact. So the wisdom is, live by the word of God. And when you're in need, God's going to manifest his presence. Amen. In a world filled with hate, we must still dare to hope. In a world filled with anger, we must still dare to comfort. In a world filled with despair, we must still dare to dream. And in a world filled with distrust, we must still dare to believe. Michael Jackson. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for the opportunity, Holy Father, to see this new day with the saints of our mind and activity of our limbs. And we ask you again to forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed in word and deed or in thought, that as we embark upon this day to go and perform the tasks you set before us today, God, we move forward, God, with the mind that we're going to do whatever it is that we do in accordance to your word to give you joy, that you'll continue to strengthen us to be the light of the knowledge of the gospel in the presence of those that are rejecting it because they're following the tradition of men, God, the tradition of the fathers, God, and that is walking contrary to your word. But since you've been so kind to us, Holy Father, to help us to understand that with the indwelling of the Christ of God, it empowers us to be able to hold fast to what your instructions are, because we will receive clarity, God, and the intended purpose, God, with the indwelling of your spirit. So we're asking you again, God, today to take every pastor, every preacher, everywhere, God, that we preach and teach and declare this gospel, God, without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but we demonstrate it with purpose, pride, dignity, and diligence to help people to realize and to see that with the indwelling of your spirit, we have the empowerment to do the things that you charge us to do, that we don't let hate and bitterness in our hearts, that we walk. We reject that spirit, and the scripture teaches us that when the Holy Ghost comes, we have power to resist the devil and make him flee from us. And greater is your spirit in us than he that's in the world. So whatever the devil is doing with the indwelling of your spirit, we have power over him. But we must walk in your word, be obedient to your word. We can't do the things that give just seeking after things that satisfy just the flesh. But we seek you, God, in the spirit to understand your word as you even had it written in the Old Testament, God, when you had it written that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way and seek my face, you let them know then that you would hear them and you would do the things that they wanted. You would heal their land, God. And that say it is today, if we do what you charge us to do, you will hear from heaven, your dwelling place. Hallelujah. God, and you will heal our land. Thank you, God. You will heal our minds. You will turn our minds. You will help our minds. You will help our bodies. You will help us with sickness and disease and whatever it is, because we'll do those things that are good and edifying, that'll give you joy. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you again today. And we're asking you, God, to continue to prove yourself in our lives as we resist the devil, hallelujah, and because of the pastors that are preaching the truth, God, and they're preaching, God, without fear, they're preaching it. And because the more understanding we get of your word, the more clarity we get, God, the more we please you, the more strength we get, the stronger our faith is. Then you let us know by your word, it is impossible to please you without faith. So we know, God, that we will continue to move by your spirit and trust you, Lord God, for the things that you promised us, that you're going to manifest them in our lives, God, but you're going to do it at your discretion. So we are seeking, God, and striving to understand the instruction that you provided us in your word. And we've learned, God, to have patience and wait for you to do the things that you're going to do. That's that our faith will go to work for us. And just because it didn't happen today, we're believing that it's still going to happen, but it's going to happen, God, at your discretion. So we're going to learn to trust you even the more because we're walking according to your word. We're going to become your word in the earth as Jesus was called the word in the earth. Hallelujah. Because he came to do your will in the earth, and we'll become your sons now, God, and we become the word in the earth. We become demonstrators of the truth of the gospel. Hallelujah, that we are going to help other people to see that we don't hold grudges and bitterness in our hearts. We're going to help others to realize that we're going to love our brothers irrespective of how they treat us, that we're going to respect them, God, hallelujah. And we're going to treat them as a brother, admonish them as a brother, even though, God, we're going to be attempting, God, to help them to understand the reason we don't do the things they do and go to places they go, God, because it's contrary to your word. And they keep themselves in trouble of one sort or another because they disrespect you, they dishonor you. And God, and we want to help the people to understand. And God, and you just keep it fresh in us, God, that we're to walk in obedience to your word. And when we walk in obedience to your word, it gives you joy, God, hallelujah. And you're going to move by your spirit in our lives, and you're going to be there for us, God. When the enemy try to put and push us over, you're going to be our shield and our buckler. When the devil lies to us, you're going to be there, God, to empower us, God, to discern the spirit of the devil and his intent, that we're going to reject whatever he's saying and are doing and not be participants, God, to expose him, to cause him to loose people, God, that they can come out of that darkness they're in into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because there'll be many even right now, this very hour, that don't know and don't know that they don't know what the scriptures are for. It is to teach us how to love one another. The scriptures are there to teach us how we can endure more than that flesh want to think that we can. The word is there for us to change our lives, to change our hearts, to change our thinking, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and his teaching and the Holy Ghost that came back on the day of Pentecost, that we become your sons in the earth with power and authority, with the anointing of the Christ of God, hallelujah, that we can help others, God, to come out of that lack of understanding that they're in, to come or turn away and help them to understand that they continue to walk in that darkness they're in because the people that they live amongst, the people that their lives are a part of, they don't know you in the parting of their sin either, God. And so they're always going to side with the side of flesh, God. But when we know, have them dwelling of your spirit, we can discern between what the devil is up to and what the desire of God is. And we're going to go with God in every occasion, God, because we know that one day Jesus is going to come to get the righteous. And if we don't walk according to your word and have the indwelling of your spirit, we're not going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, because God, pastors are preaching and teaching. If you just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sin, hallelujah, and he rose on and went back, and now if you believe it, now you're saved, God, but Jesus said a man must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And he demonstrated that prophetic utterance on the day of Pentecost when Jesus said, I won't leave you comfortless. Hallelujah. He even let them know that when the Holy Ghost comes, they will speak in a new tongue and they would have power, indwelling power to resist the devil. And even if they drink any deadly thing, it wouldn't hurt them and they'll be able to walk on serpents and scorpions because of the indwelling of your power. God, so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it, God. And we thank you for helping us to have the heart to help others because we now understand that you have saved us, that by us others can be saved because when we share with them that we too were just like them, we walked with the same mindset that they're walking in. We believed the same kinds of things that they believe. But when you allowed someone into our life that had been baptized with the Holy Ghost, that you had brought clarity and understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, in our hearing, and we realized that we were missing it and we were lost, and we began to repent and cry out to you to save us. And when you saved us, God, hallelujah, God, then we learned to walk in the light of the knowledge of the gospel. And so now it's our turn to help others, God, to come out of the darkness they're in, to walk in the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that we can be saved. And on that day when Jesus comes to get the righteous, we'll be caught up to meet him in the air. God, hallelujah. But until that day shall come, God, we believe that when people, God, continue to cry out to you and they're in sick beds and hospital rooms and in convalescing and nursing homes, God, or they're just at home sick, they keep crying out to you and asking you to heal them and asking you for salvation. God, hallelujah, you're going to hear their cries and you're going to get them out of those sick beds and back on their feet, hallelujah, and they're going to continue to go forward and testify, hallelujah, that they know that the reason they got healed, the reason you gave them a miracle was because you were relentless in seeking them, God, hallelujah. And when you see in our hearts that we are relentless in pursuit of you, to know you, to have the indwelling of your Spirit, God, at your discretion, you're going to grant it and let it be so. And even for those, God, that have lost their way because they allow their feelings, their emotions to control their decision making, God, and they made some decisions that have them in some dark places right now. But we're asking you, God, hallelujah, that when they repent, when they cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me because I've gone contrary to your will and your word. Because, God, you got me out of darkness and brought me into the light of the knowledge of the gospel, and I allowed myself to be influenced by my people around me that didn't have the baptism of your Spirit. And so I've come to understand that these people are being led and influenced by Satan and not by you, because if they were being influenced by you, they would be seeking you for the Holy Ghost. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it, God. And when these people, God, we pray with them, but when you hear their cry, you're going to turn them around. You're going to restore them, refresh them, God, reaffirm them, get them back on the right path in life, that they're going to continue to walk and go and demonstrate, God, as witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ, witnesses of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, that other people around them will have to realize it must be so. Because we did this and we did that, and they started hanging out with us again. But then all of a sudden, they told us that what they were doing was wrong, and they were going to give it up, and they walked away. Hallelujah. Now they're back in church, every church service, and they're just back at what they were doing before. Hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you for that. We praise you for that. And when you do that, God, that's going to cause people even the more to know, God, that you're real and that you're saving, that you grant power to resist the devil, hallelujah, and make him flee from us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we believe, God, again today, hallelujah, that you are the God of restoration and nothing is too hard for you. And God, and you're going to restore livelihoods and self-sufficiency in people's lives, God, that have lost it, God, and they're struggling to move forward, they're struggling to put things together. It's hard for them to for ends to meet, God, and they don't know where the meals are coming from for the ensuing days and weeks, God, but when they turn to you with their whole heart and they begin to cry out to you, Lord, anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, Please forgive me, Lord, and heal me and save me, God, and restore my self-sufficiency like only you can. God, you're going to let it be so. And for that, we say hallelujah and thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. And even for those that have lost loved ones and their hearts are heavy and they're struggling to move forward, we know, God, when they turn to you, that you're going to comfort them and console them and give them the strength to get themselves up and get together, God, and move forward to live their lives in such a fashion to give you glory. Hallelujah. That when they begin to reminisce, when they begin to think about their lost loved one, they're not going to let it bring them down. Hallelujah. But they're going to realize and give you glory for strengthening them to be able to move forward. So thank you, thank you, thank you. God, for those that homes, God, that need your presence, that need you, Lord, because in some homes, God, they're just arguing and disagreement and fussing and fighting and disrespect, God. Children are disrespecting the parents because the parents don't live a life in front of them to earn respect. God, hallelujah, they dishonor them, hallelujah. But you said honor your mother and your father, God. But because sometimes the devil is moving in that home, he called the children to dishonor the parents, called the parents to dishonor the children, God, and they just move about, God, hallelujah, doing everything contrary to what you want done. But we're asking you by faith in Jesus' name, when they begin to cry out to you, God, and they begin to pray together in the home, they begin to read the gospel together in the home, God, hallelujah, and they begin to hear and get out to church, God, hallelujah. And when they hear at church that people, how they worship you, God, and they worship you in your sanctuary, they give you praise, they give you honor, and we give you glory. And they'll begin to give you honor, they'll give you glory, hallelujah. God, and they'll turn things around in their home, and when they be reading and praying and God and dedicating themselves to you in the home and getting back in church and hearing the instruction of the gospel, God, they'll begin to seek you, God, that you're going to save them by baptism of the Holy Ghost that empowers them, God, to turn away from all that darkness that the devil had them ensnared in, God, and that peace and love and joy will be restored in that home, and why we call it a God presence home. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it, Lord God, hallelujah. And God, and yes, hallelujah, we're asking the same things every day because every day somebody somewhere is in a sick bed and they want to get out of that sick bed. God, somebody somewhere have lost their way and have fallen back in the darkness. They want to get back out of that darkness. Somebody somewhere, God, have lost their self-sufficiency and they want restoration of their self-sufficiency. Somebody somewhere hurting because of the loss of a loved one and they need the strength to move forward. God, homes are just being torn apart because that home needs your presence. It needs your clarity. It needs your understanding. It needs a demonstration of the gospel in that home. So yes, God, I'm asking you every day, hallelujah. I'm crying day and night unto you, Lord, on behalf of God, all of those of us that if we have these things going on in our lives, that you refresh us, you restore us, you heal us, God, hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, that we can be the light of the knowledge of the gospel in this last and evil and dark day to help people to see themselves, God, to come out of that darkness and stop allowing Satan to have people just say to them, hallelujah, that you said this and you said that when you didn't say those things, but they're just saying it because they want to be popular with people. God, and you're going to keep us, God, hallelujah, from all of these false doctrines and philosophies that have infiltrated the body of Christ, hallelujah, because you're going to keep us, God, with the mind that we're going to trust what's written, hallelujah, and we're going to hold fast to it because, God, the prophecies that Jesus talks about, the prophecies, God, that some of the apostles spoke of, that happened in the Old Testament before the Holy Ghost is indicative of the fact that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we're going to hold fast to your word because that is showing us and demonstrating to us that your will for humanity has not changed. It will not change. And you said, don't add to nor subtract from your word that you've given us instruction to do. And we know that there'll be many people, God, today, and God help every pastor, every preacher everywhere, God, that's allowing God, the influence of people around them with for just giving them things and taking them places and sending them on cruises and doing all of these things for them so that they'll just preach what they want them to preach. God, but help these pastors everywhere, God, to preach and to teach, God, this gospel of Jesus Christ without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but to do it and demonstrate it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence. God, that we can have the indwelling of your spirit, hallelujah, that we can discern these spirits and we can resist them and make them flee from us. God, because we are looking forward to coming home to be with you, not looking forward to going to a lake of fire to burn and never consume. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ again today. We ask you to continue to lead, guide, and direct us, that we be who you would have us to be, to give you joy. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we ask you, God, that continue to supply us, God, according to your riches and glory with whatever it is that we need to be who you want us to be. God, continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, that we can do and be who you want us to be. Continue to maintain our cause, Holy Father, that we can do and be what you want us to do and to be, God, in the name of Jesus, until the Lord Jesus Christ shall come and stand in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. And as the scripture teaches us, when that trump shall sound, the Bible declares that the dead in Christ shall rise first, then those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And God, again today, this is my hope, and I know it is the hope of everyone that accept you as God and God alone, for everyone that accept the gospel of Jesus Christ for what it is and what it teaches. We thank you, God, for putting your only begotten Son in the earth with your spirit in him to show us what we have the capability of doing to give you joy. Hallelujah. God, and we believe you for it. We thank you for it, that we can do those things that have been done, that we can still do them because of the indwelling of your spirit. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. And we do believe that we're going to have what we ask because we do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank you, God. Good morning again. Good afternoon. God bless every one of you. Remember again that things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. Hallelujah. And all of those of you that live in the countries that are, your day comes way out in front of us, you tell God this prayer every day. You pray to God, hallelujah, that nothing is too hard for me because you're with me. And I'm going to, things are not as bad as they seem because you're with me. And I'm going to go and maintain my cause because you're with me, hallelujah, so that even when we come along behind you, we're praying with you and we're asking God that we're praying with you and reaffirming your prayers. So you let God have his way. All of us everywhere that believe God and trust God, we're going to let God do what he's good at, and that is saving souls. We thank you, Holy Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Remember, again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.